Welcome to this short podcast on behalf of the West Sussex Safeguarding Adults Board. I am a young person and will be giving you information about the outcome of the transition and safeguarding audit which our board carried out in 2021 to 2022. This audit looked at the safeguarding records of 10 young people with the aim to evaluate and reflect on practice, learn from experience, inform multi-agency practice development, and strengthen multi-agency working. So firstly, I would like to give you the criteria for this audit and some information about the 10 young people selected. These young people that were chosen had to be between the ages of 17 and a half to 25. They must have been involved in a safeguarding inquiry in the past 12 months preceding the audit, and there must have been a multi-agency involvement with the young person. And so, with this, following agreement of this criteria, 10 young people were selected at random. Of these 10, 7 were female and 3 were male. At the time of the audit, 2 were aged 18, 1 aged 19, 5 aged 20 and 2 were aged 21. Further details about the ethnicities of the young people, the type of abuse they experienced and the cause and locations of risks can be found in the learning briefing which accompanies this podcast. So, now you know about the cases we audited, I want to share with you the 5 key themes identified from the audit where improvement in practice is needed. The first was making safeguarding personal. This is a personalised approach that ensures safeguarding processes are carried out with and not to the young person. This focuses on meaningful improvement to circumstances and not just on the process. Investigation and conclusion and enables practitioners, families, teams and safeguarding adults boards to know what difference has been made. The second was professional curiosity. This is the skill of understanding and exploring what is the happening for the young person rather than just making assumptions or accepting things at face value. Being professionally curious is necessary to fully understand the situation and risks to a young person, which are not always immediately obvious. The third was management of ongoing risk, to maximise safety and to reduce future risk. Effective risk assessment should support positive risk management and promote empowerment and control. It is an integral part of safeguarding and professionals' need to adopt a flexible solution-focused approach to mitigating risk. Any measures implemented should be reviewed regularly in response to the level and nature of risk. The fourth was multi-agency working and information sharing. This is a theme that is frequently identified in safeguarding adults reviews. The Sussex Information Sharing Protocol sets out how information between partner agencies should be shared, and there are links to this protocol provided in the learning briefing accompanying this podcast. The fifth and final key theme was effective and accurate case recording. This ensures high standards of care and support is a legal requirement and part of a professional duty. Good case recording also promotes continuity of care, and communication is a tool to help identify themes and challenges and is the key to accountability and evidence of intervention. So, what can you do to improve your knowledge and practice on the themes raised from this audit? Well, we have a number of resources that can be assessed to support improving your practice in relation to the 5 key areas identified by the audit. These include learning briefings and podcasts in relation to making safeguarding personal, person-centered approaches, professional curiosity, risk assessment, and multi-agency working and information sharing. Links to all of these resources are provided in the learning briefing accompanying this podcast. In terms of what other resources and information we have to support safeguarding young people, we have a Safeguarding Young People 17.5 Plus protocol, which is important for you to know of and follow. This protocol sets out safeguarding arrangements for young people who are experiencing or at risk of abuse or neglect. You can learn more about this protocol on our website by accessing the protocol and accompanying learning briefing and podcast. Also, to promote and learn more about safeguarding, we also have lots of resources for your use. You can find all of these on our resources page on our website, which includes a Making Safeguarding Personal leaflet, an Easy Read Safeguarding leaflet, and a selection of posters. Thank you very much for your time to listen to this podcast, and we appreciate your support to make a real difference to young people in West Sussex.